lift your hands and worship him. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. We give you the worship. More of you. More of you. Blessed be your name, Father. We give you the praise and the honor. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you and the privilege of your presence. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Is it a wonderful thing to be in his presence or not? Go on ahead and worship him. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Welcome someone and welcome them to the presence of God as you take your seat. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you. More of you. One more time, I welcome everyone this evening to this auspicious presence of God. Reigning through the force of prayer. Reigning as king by the force of prayer is the theme of the month. But this evening, before we step into praying, reigning through the force of prayer. We can reign by the force of prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to verse 10. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very quickly, our objective tonight is to understand ruling and reigning power through prayer. Understand ruling and reigning power through prayer. We can rule. We can reign by prayer. The scriptures made it clear that God has made us kings and priests unto God. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Royal priesthood means kings and priests. You are kings, you are priests. And kings rule, kings reign. Were there examples of people in scripture who ruled by the force of prayer? Yes. Example number one, Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, Elijah was practically in charge of the nation of Israel while there was a king on the throne. He said, before God whom I stand, there shall be neither rain nor dew except by my word, not by the word of the king. What was the force with which Elijah ruled? Prayer. James chapter 5 verse 16 and 17. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed. He was practically in charge of his day and in charge of his nation by the force of prayer. It's possible for the king to be in power, but for the person that is ruling to be different. John Knox was like that. The Queen of England, the Queen of Scotland, Queen Mary said, I fear the prayer of John Knox more than the army of Scotland. So Elijah ruled by prayer. Number two, Daniel. Daniel ruled by prayer. In Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, the Bible said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetimes. Daniel prayed. He prayed until the decree of the king was altered. He prayed until the decree of the king was altered. The king Nebuchadnezzar, the king Darius altered. Daniel chapter 6 verse 28. Daniel prospered. Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel made the king to make a decree. You back up a bit. Daniel 6, I believe it was in verse 24. When the king came with a lamentable voice, and the king commanded and brought those men which had accused Daniel, they cast them into the den. Verse 25. Then the king Darius wrote unto all the people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. And then the king I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men should tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. Daniel ruled. The king was on the throne, but Daniel was commanding, things were happening. He ruled by the force of prayer. And then, third example was Esther, Queen Esther. Queen Esther ruled. Scripture is very clear in Esther chapter 4 verse 16. When Queen Esther had to go to the king, which was not according to custom. But she said, if I perish, I perish. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days and I will go to the king. It's not according to the custom, but if I perish, I perish. At another time, she decided to go to the king because she had prayed. But the king will not allow anybody to come except the one that he stretches out the golden scepter. If the king didn't give you an invitation and you came, except he stretches out his golden scepter, the sentence of death. But Esther broke that and changed and altered things. Prayed until Haman was hung on the gallows he prepared for Mordecai. Prayed until the Jews had power over those who wanted to execute them. She prayed until the indigents of the land wanted to become Jews. Afternoon Jews. Hallelujah. That was the power of prayer. Somebody say aloud, amen. In this month of prayer, beginning with this fast, I prophesy, I announce to somebody, you shall take your place of rulership. You shall take your place of dominion. You shall take your place of authority. You believe it, say loud amen. You shall take your place of rulership. Say the loudest amen. How does prayer make man to rule? How does prayer make the saint to reign and rule? Number one, prayer brings man into alignment with God. It gives man a stand with God and before God. It brings man into alignment with God. That is, you come onto the same wavelength. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, the Bible said, Elijah said, before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain. Before God whom I stand. A man of prayer is a man that stands with God. A man of prayer is a man, a woman of prayer is a woman that stands before God. Someone say amen. And whenever you stand with God, whatever bows for God will bow for you. You will think it was bowing for you, but it was the God you are standing with that it is bowing for. When Jesus climbed the donkey and they spread the cloth on the road, who did they spread the cloth for? When he was going to Jerusalem and they spread the cloth on the ground, who did they spread the cloth for? Who matched the cloth? The cloth that they spread on the ground was spread for who? Was it spread to honor the donkey? It was spread on the ground to honor who? But who matched on the cloth? That is what is about to happen to you. The honor of your master is about to be experienced by you. Will you help me tell 7 people, tell them get ready for honor beyond your size. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat. So, it brings you into alignment with God on the same wavelength and the same frequency. You know, Kenneth Hagin told a story that a notorious criminal that was attacking people in a dark passage, like an alley or something, a dark passage, was once arrested and taken to the police in his days. And the people he had attacked were invited to go and identify him, or the people who saw him. So there was a young lady, a Christian young lady, who passed by that place. And she also went to identify him. I saw the man there, he very huge man. I saw him there when I passed. But he didn't touch me. So they asked the man, you attacked and touched everybody, why didn't you touch her? And the man said, criminal said, but she didn't pass alone. When she passed, 2 giants followed her. Hey! Hey! 2 giants followed her. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness on one side and mercy on the other side follow me as massive angels. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. So when prayer brings you into alignment with God, when you appear, God appears. When you appear, the host of heaven appears. You are in alignment with God. In our village, if somebody comes and is manifesting as if he's drunk or as if he's crazy, the elders will say, not only him came on. Yeah, I came with followers. On the positive side, whenever you appear, not only you came on, angelic followers, divine presence, divine presence, divine presence. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. So you should take your prayer life very seriously, praying in the morning, praying in the night, praying at all times, because prayer brings you into alignment. Please take your seat. It brings man into alignment with God. Number two, prayer establishes the rule, the reign, and dominion of God through man in the earth. It establishes the rule, the reign, and the dominion of God through man in the earth. The dominion of God. That is kingdom dominion, divine dominion. That is what it means where it says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 and 10. When you pray, now we used to recite it as a prayer, but it carries revelation. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father, we came here to enforce your rule, to enforce your reign, to enforce your dominion, to enforce your rule, to enforce your reign, to enforce your dominion. We came here to enforce it. At the place of prayer, we rise with authority to enforce the dominion of God. How many of you remember we went to Bauchi for crusade? And as we arrived at the airport, they said, it has been a long time since that the land is dry. You were there then. That the land was very, very dry. And they are trusting God for rain. Right at the airport, they interviewed us. And we said that the rain will fall. They should just get ready, the rain will fall. Alright, so before we could reach the hotel, the rain has started falling. Yes. Not long after we left the airport, the rain had started falling. And the rain, I wish I knew, because the rain was now falling to spoil the crusade. And after the rain, then the termites came and fill the air. It was disturbing people at the crusade ground. Look at it. People before prayer, everybody was blowing themselves. Termites, these were demonic termites. Whatever be their origin, they were disturbing people. People shouldn't focus on the crusade. Look at the termite. And then suddenly I ran. Dr. Thomas and Enche went off first. Then I ran, charged like a lion, and told the termites, return back to where you came from. See? The same day, the same evening, the same moment. So I learned the lesson. When we went to Botswana, and they said there was no rain, I said rain will fall after we have left. The mayor of Habarone, he said the land is dry. Land is so dry, there is no rain. And I didn't know that Botswana was in the middle of Kalahari Desert. That was when I knew. In fact, I thought Kalahari Desert was in America's side. I didn't know there were two deserts in Africa, Sahara Desert and Kalahari. Sahara in the north, Kalahari in the south. So we came, and the mayor said, there was no rain. Please pray for it.
and we prayed the creed. I said the rain will fall, but after the crusade, I said where we have gone, the rain will fall. And then the rain fell. We left on Saturday morning, rain fell on Monday morning, and rain started, became a flood. Rain became a flood. Rain carrying umbrella, carrying people, carrying car. So when they sent us the clip, they said, our brother Paul in Francistown in Botswana, he said the rain you prophesied has fallen, but it is overfalling. That they need prayer for a reversal. So when I saw the clip of the prayer we prayed for the rain, it was over prayer. We say, Father, rain upon rain upon rain upon rain, let it fall. Because I was very zealous. I wanted the rain to fall very well, since it's a desert. Rain upon rain upon rain. We were in New York Crusade 2020, the day before last, when they sent us that message. And then at the crusade in New York, I said, Lord, not rain upon rain again. Only rain. Hallelujah. And it was all arrested by the power of God. I trust God that in our daily lives, we will see results like this. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believer, say amen. Stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. Look at somebody by your side, say, get ready for authority at the place of prayer. Get ready now. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Establish peace, the rule and reign and dominion of God. That is, you are operating at a frequency that doesn't look natural or normal or human even. At a frequency by the power of prayer. Number three, prayer gives us access to the mind, will and plan of God. It gives us access into the mind of God, into the plan of God, into the will of God. When we pray and we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, we are accessing the will of God. We are accessing the mind of God. In Isaiah chapter 55 and in verse 8, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. So, when we at the place of prayer, we can access, what do you want to do, Lord? What is your plan? In John chapter 6 verse 6, when Jesus, before Jesus could multiply 5 loaves and 2 fishes, the Bible said himself knew what he will do. He knew it already. Now, access to the mind of God is called divine wisdom. When a person is able to access the mind of God, you have accessed divine wisdom. When you access the will of God, you have accessed divine wisdom. When you access the plan of God, you have accessed divine wisdom. Why is that important? Through wisdom we reign. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13, verse 15 and 16. Wisdom speaking in Proverbs chapter 8. He said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. At the place of prayer, we connect the mind of God, the wisdom of God, and by wisdom we take charge. Joseph became a ruler in Egypt by wisdom. Am I communicating? By the wisdom of God. He ruled Egypt by the wisdom of God. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 38, Pharaoh began to say, and Pharaoh said, can we find such a one as this in whom is the spirit of God? For as much as God has showed you all of these things, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. And because of this wisdom you shall be over my house. And according to your word shall my people be ruled. You see? So prayer gives you access to wisdom. Wisdom gives you access to rulership and reigning. You take charge effortlessly. I speak to somebody here today in the name of Jesus. You are going to step into dimensions of wisdom, dimensions of the mind of God that will make you take charge in your generation, that will make you rule and reign in your generation. You believe it, say the loudest, amen. Somebody say amen. Number four, prayer dismantles and disintegrates enemy plots, plans, and devices. At the place of prayer, we dismantle, we disintegrate enemy plots, enemy plans, enemy devices. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. That is prayer. It scatters evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. It scatters evil. At the place of prayer, we scatter evil. We dismantle the agenda of evil. We dismantle the agenda of darkness at the place of prayer. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10. The Bible said, see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out forces of darkness, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down. And after you have done all of that, you can build and then you plant. This is what prayer helps us to do. To dismantle enemy agenda. To dislodge the forces of darkness. And we shall be doing that tonight. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Finally, number five. Prayer connects us, connects man with supernatural power and authority. You connect supernatural power and authority. That is directly. And that positions you in rulership and royalty. Supernatural power and authority. To know prayer is to know power. Daniel chapter Genesis 32 and in verse 24, we saw how Jacob wrestled literally with a man until the breaking of the day at the place of prayer. And he said, let me go for the daybreak. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go for the daybreak. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and hast prevailed. At the place of prayer, we connect with power to prevail. His name, he said, you are a prince. That is royalty. You are not just a commoner. You are royalty by the power of prayer. As a prince, you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. The disciples said, why could we not cast out this devil? Matthew, I believe, chapter 17, verse 21. Jesus said, because of thy unbelief, nevertheless, how be it this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. There is a power, a dimension of authority you operate in by prayer and fasting. Authority level shifts by prayer and fasting. And I pray tonight, before these 7 days, fasting is over, you will explode into dimensions of authority. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. How many of you were in the healing and deliverance service yesterday? Alright, I think it's better to ask. How many of you were not in the healing and deliverance service yesterday? I don't expect everybody to be there because you have to be at work. But let me see if you are not there. You are not there. Don't drop your hand if you are not there. It's not a test. If you are meant to be at work, you should be at work. Many who came are people who, some are self-employed and some came because they are sick. The way you go to hospital, even if you are a worker, even if you have a job, right?
and you are sick. Is there any job that is too job enough to prevent you to go to the hospital if you are sick? Sick enough not to work. And so that is about take yourself. And so you are not here. Let me see your hand. Okay. All right. That's okay. Also, you are not here yesterday night for the yesterday's fasting. Tuesday evening. Let me see your hand. Wave your hand. I want to see if it's substantial enough. All right. So I'm going to play the clip for you of yesterday morning so you can see authority and power displayed in terminating a particular affliction. Let that be in your mind as you move in this fasting and prayer. And for those who didn't come yesterday, I'll encourage you to not stop again until the fast is over, so that we can settle this second half of the year very, very well. The place of prayer is the place of power, is the place of authority. One day, one of my children was a baby, a neonate, right? Yes, under
10 days.
Yes, and under 28, under 1 month, 28 days. And this child was having serious fever. Doctor, Mrs. Becky, an angel, is a doctor, I'm a doctor. Well, she did everything possible, spiritual, medical, and otherwise. Baby was still high temperature. And I was praying. So I said, give me the baby. You go and rest. So I placed the baby on my chest. I was there for like 3 hours. The attention was not necessarily the attention was on the prayer. I faced the prayer. So I was generating fire in prayer. So it was fire versus fever. Fire versus fever. Fire against fever. By the time the fire swallowed the fever, I said, mother, come and carry your baby. Temperature was as normal as normal. Madman knows danger. Trail and miss road. Is there any mad person who is mad enough to say if he let him come? You know, drunkards are more foolish than mad people. He will jump out of the road. Both him and the devil inside him recognize danger is coming. As for him, he knows if he waits here, he will die. And for the devil, he knows if the man die, you are homeless. Hallelujah! Give the Lord a praise. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive authority. I step into authority on the altar of prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, take your seat. Now, finally, before we show you that clip, what is the secret of answered prayer? It is impossible to give the secret of answered prayer just in one night like this. It's like someone asks you, what is the secret of success in a nutshell? Success is too massive to have a secret only in one nutshell. But let me give you two keys. Number one, it's a standing relationship with God. That is, your relationship with God is good before God whom I stand. Not before God with whom I am quarreling. Not before God that recently became angry with me. Not before God that is unhappy with me. Not God that I am permanently offending. Not God that I am not taking serious. Before God with whom we have tightness of relationship, me and him are tight. It is impossible to confidently make requests of someone with whom you really have no relationship. And it is even worse to confidently demand from someone you have grieved, you have offended, you are offending. He stole your money and you know. And they say, please, I need 1 million. Say, what are the ones you have been stealing? 1 million what? I was in a South American country many, many years ago. I think around the year of 2014. A man met me in Nigeria and he recognized me and he came close to me. And he said, I'm happy to see you. I say, yes, you're welcome. He said, I need a prayer of blessing. I say, prayer for what? Say, prayer of blessing. Say, what about? He said, so I can succeed. I say, succeed with what? He said, he's carrying cargo. He's carrying. He was trying to say something like, you should understand. I looked at him, I said, the only thing you deserve from me is a curse. You are the kind of people that drag the name of our nation into the mud. The only thing you deserve now is a curse. That is why the Bible says the prayer of the wicked is an abomination. You are annoying me and you are asking me to bless you. The only thing I can do is curse you. You will never recover from that encounter. All you deserve now is a curse. It's like somebody doing business that destroys people's lives and is asking the blessing of heaven. Many years ago, somebody brought me credential. This person's credential, I saw on it, date of birth, 1975. And I knew that this person's date of birth is around 60 something. Like 68, 67, that kind of age. I said, is this your date of birth? I'm to pray on the CV so that job can open. Say, is this your date of birth? Say, oh, no, necessary. It's just for the sake of getting the job. And many people do that these days. No, there's something they call civil service age. A real age. So it's not possible for me to pray on this. Can I tell you more? One met me and he said, he came to Nigeria to marry. And he said, he's in England, UK or something, Europe. He said, I should pray so that his wife will be able to join him. I said, why can your wife not join you immediately? He said, oh no, his wife cannot join him because of how he got there. I said, how was he? He said, oh no. So how he got there, he was able to get married to somebody there, but not real marriage. Oh. That marriage that should give him paper. Visa marriage, right? That should give him paper. So as he has married here now, he needs to go back and divorce that one and then do the process before he can. I say, oh. What kind of prayer do you want me to pray like this? You're coming to suffer this girl. So he has paper, he has visa, he has something, but it is tied to somebody else. That is why there are so many people who are wondering how. I don't want to go further with that too. Because he's meant to be starting ministry or something too. I say, you have no business at all with that. At all.
So, the strength of your prayer is directly proportional to the strength of your relationship with God. Take your seat. Directly proportional. How strong your relationship with God is determines how strong your prayer life can be. Determines the strength and the impact of the prayer you offer. The strength and the impact of it. Standing relationship with God. Because like I said, you cannot ask somebody you have no relationship with for things. Neither will you be asking favor from somebody you are offending. It's not easy. Those kind of children that used to offend their father very well, when it is time for school fees, they lean around, they lean by the wall. Maybe pass through their mother. You offend him, he's waiting for you till when it is time for school fees. Let me see the mouth you will use to come and ask. Hallelujah. I pray today fresh grace for everyone here in the name of Jesus. Finally, is the knowledge of God. They are connected, but they are different. A standing relationship with God, then the knowledge of God. Knowing God. Knowing who God is. Knowing how loving God is. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. There are many things to know about God that will help your faith and help your prayer. But two are very important. First is the loving nature of God. That God is a God of love. The second is the almightiness of God. That there is no force on earth that can resist him. That is why Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That I may know him. One of the best prayers anybody can pray is, Lord, show me who you are. It will enfire your faith. It will amplify your faith. It will fuel your prayer. It will transform your life. Because the more of God you know, the more of yourself you know. Because God made man in his image. You don't know how to look until you know how God looks. You don't know how to live until you know how God lives. You don't know how to believe until you know how God believes. These two forces, relationship with God and the force of the knowledge of God, they will help you and fuel your prayer. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your hands and give him the praise.
Elohim Adonai El Shaddai Elion, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai Elion, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai Elion, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai Head lion, take your place, have your way, reign supreme in this place. Take your place, have your way, reign supreme in this place. Alone. Adonai, El Shaddai, El Lion, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, El Lion.
Elohim.
Elohim, Adonai,
El Shaddai,
El Lion, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, El Lion.
Lift up your hands and just worship Him at this moment. Appreciate Him. Honor Him, adore Him. Anywhere you are today in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins, trusting that today will mark a new day. I don't have a relationship with God. I'm offending God with my life. Anywhere you are, I want to pray for you. Or I don't know God. I know many things, but I don't know God. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand? Lift up your hands. You prayed that prayer, you meant it. Will you take a step forward? Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags.
Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, El Lion, Elohim.
Quickly come forward.
Adonai,
I'll give you the count of seven.
El Shaddai,
El Lion,
Elohim,
Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, El Lion. Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, El Lion. Take your place, have your way, reign supreme in this place. Take your place, have your way, reign supreme in this place. Anywhere you are,
for you, you need an addiction broken. A smoking, a drinking, an alcoholic life. An addiction broken. Something broken off your life. Carry your Bibles, carry your bars, carry your whatever it is. And rush forward here. Addiction, I'm tired of smoking, of drinking, of womanizing, of masturbation, prostitution, lesbianism. I'm tired of lying, of cheating, of duping. Quickly, carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. I'll give you the count of ten again. One.
Take your place. Have your way.
Place. Two.
In this place.
Take your three.
Place.
Four. Five.
Take your plan.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine.
In this place.
Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight
I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Master. I ask that your hand be released upon your children. I declare a new day and fresh health. In Jesus' precious name, amen.